Welcome to A Coffee with God. This is Bevan, and this is a daily devotion. Or you could look at it more like a daily activation of your faith. We're going to journey through the scriptures, and the whole point is for you and I to grow in our relationship with Jesus. We're going to see a daily rhythm of abiding in Him. I'm going to ask you to check out our website, www.co-church.org. You're going to find other material on there, and also it's a way for you to make contact with us. We would love to hear from you. So go check that out and let's listen to today's devotion. So we're going to go through a journey of Romans, the book of Romans. The cool thing about Romans is that it's written by the Apostle Paul. Now, most of Paul's writings were written to specific people in churches that he had had a direct involvement with. And the difference in Romans is that Paul had never been to Rome. He had a desire to go to Rome. He felt as if Rome was a part of his destiny. So he's writing to a group of believers in Rome, and this is his introductory statement of faith. So he's kind of putting it all out on the table for them. It's his way of bringing an all-encompassing message of the gospel. So you can kind of look at the book of Romans as Paul's statement of faith. So there's so much in this book, which is pretty cool. We're starting in chapter 1, obviously, and I'm going to highlight verse 8. Before I do, after having read this chapter, the question that comes to my mind straight away is, what do I want my life to be known for? What type of person do I want to be known as? And I know it's a big question to be asking, but I think it's an important question, because if we can really solidify that within ourselves, it helps us to keep the bigger perspective in mind. It helps us to keep clear this overall objective of our life. And then ultimately, it helps us to live in such a way that we stay true to that value or to that conviction. I love that in this very first chapter of Romans, Paul says this about the people in Rome. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is being reported all over the world. So here we have Paul highlighting the fact that this group of believers in Rome are being known across the world at this moment for their faith. And I admire that. I think about my life and that question of what do I want to be known for? I reckon to be known as somebody who had faith is such an honorable way of living. And especially in the times in which we live. And I say that because there is uncertainty. I say that because there is challenge. There is this roller coaster of emotions. And faith really is that core, fundamental component of a life in God. I know it sounds so simple and perhaps even so fundamental, but really, this is where it all begins for us. There is a God. He is love, and He loves every single one of us, and we have the opportunity to now believe or not, to have faith. To have faith when even our circumstances around us are challenging, to have faith when people are calling into question what it is that we live by. Faith is so imperative. The cool thing about living by faith is that your faith can have a knock-on effect. It can have an echo effect around you, because he goes on to say this in Romans chapter 1 and verse 12. Let me start in verse 11. I long to see you so that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to make you strong. That is, that you and I may mutually, I like that, that you and I may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith. There are going to be moments when you have faith and somebody else is struggling in their faith, yet your faith can encourage their faith, and vice versa. You might be in a time where there's just so much doubt, and you know, we have our weaknesses, we have our moments, we have our struggles and our wrestles, and in those moments, I know it is encouraging when I stand along somebody else who has faith. What do you want to be known for? What is the type of life that you want to live? I pray that we would be known for our faith, and our faith in a God who is love, who is good, who is sovereign, who is holy, who is righteous, and in a God who made a way for us when we couldn't make a way for ourselves, and that being through Jesus, our Savior. Can we pray together? Father, we look to you. We look to you because you are certain. You are that solid foundation. And God, there are moments for all of us when there is times of doubt and insecurity even. But we choose in this moment to fix our eyes and our hearts on you. And we believe you are for us. You are with us. And may it be in these times that our faith would be known across the world. In Jesus' name, amen.